This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the morning shift. Bo Morgan alongside Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Yo!
That music sounds different, but the same. Like, I know that's the CBS March Madness music, but it sounds a little bit different. What's your favorite sports theme of all time?
Oh, gosh,
there's,
dude.
There's this, the March Madness theme. There's the Masters theme. There is college football CBS
yeah,
sports
the CBS
theme.
Sports college football.
What is it, baseball?
Old school Monday Night Football. Are you ready for some football
but
Hank?
Yeah, but that's a... That's an opening. I mean, like the theme, like coming in and out of like that.
Monday
like,
Night Football's got a theme.
There's the ESPN Baseball Tonight has
oh,
one.
Oh, dude.
The NBC.
Somebody went in and did a background video of Baseball Tonight Studios a couple weeks ago and put it on Instagram, and it was most nostalgic thing I think I've seen in years.
The NBA on NBC, which Dave Archer has as his ringtone. So if you ever sit next to Arch and you hear like the NBA.
Random.
The NBA on NBC is one of the most classic sports theme songs of all time. John Tesh.
I agree. I just meant
John
for
Tesh wrote it. I mean, for goodness sake. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess you think it's random that a former NFL quarterback has that on there, but he's a sports. He really is. You talk about a guy that wants to talk sports, like knows sports, like is it in just kind of immersed in sport. Arch, you can talk really anything with Arch. He'll tell you, no, I'm not really followed that. But then you kind of ask one question. He's a huge college basketball fan.
Yeah. I love talking shop with Dave Archer. There's no doubt about it.
But I think the NBA and NBC might be one of my, that old theme, which I think they're bringing back, or they're trying to now that they've got some games. And maybe even Amazon might use it too. I think I heard that it might kind of, let them use some of it, but I know that theme song is coming back. But yeah, dude, John Tesh. And it's weird because when someone told me that John Tesh wrote the theme, I go, but I thought but he's a Entertainment Tonight host because he used to do that show. Mm-hmm. Entertainment Tonight is the host. But anyways, he's also a famous musician and pianist or whatever.
Well, speaking of, because my answer was going to be the CBS Sports College Football. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about that in terms of games I've played in being big games. What did you make of the news yesterday? And we're going to get to March Madness in a second. The news yesterday that Charles Davis will be taking over for Gary Danielson in a couple of years. Friend of the show, Charles Davis, by the way. Ding. And he'll be part of that college football booth. It hurts me a little bit because I'm actually a bigger fan of Gary than probably 99% of the people that listen to this show.
Definitely a bigger fan than I am.
Yeah, that's a hard job to do, man. Gary does it about as well as you can do it, but there is something, the fact that, you know, Vern's been retired a couple of years now, and now Gary Danielson will be headed out of the boot after this year. And not only that, but you don't have the SEC on CBS the way you used to. It just, it's a new era of college football, and little by little, things that I was used to, you know, 15 years ago are being kind of plucked away.
Yeah, I'm not as big of it's there's so, this is going to sound really weird. I enjoy his voice when I watch college football is comforting for me because I've heard that voice for so long. Yeah. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, and he annoys me at times the way he talks over at times, like the refs at times when they're trying to do a call to talk over maybe Ness sometimes, but that. But we had this conversation about somebody else last night in one of our fantasy leagues that we're in a group chat. I've grown to be very indifferent on Gary Danielson.
Interesting.
I don't think that he hates your team like everybody, you know, everybody thinks he only likes Alabama and Georgia and he hates everybody else. And then Georgia fans even think that he hates Georgia. I don't think any of that. I enjoy the voice because that's a voice I've listened to for years, so it's comforting when I hear guys that I've listened to for years. Brad Nessler is absolutely my favorite play-by-play guy that's doing it right now.
He is good.
At one point in time, it was Keith Jackson. At one point in time, it was Vern. Brad has grown it because not only do I know Brad, I know how great of a human being he is, but I think he's really good, and I've also heard his voice for so long. I would tell you that Charles Davis is one of my, I guess I've said, oh, I love everybody, but I like Charles Davis. You know him on a personal level. He's a phenomenally great dude.
Yep.
I think Charles will be better on college football because the passion of the game is so much, it's so much easier to get kind of that invested, kind of that emotional of the college game to me than pros.
Yeah.
Mainly because the pro game is just, it's a business, and you know it. Now, college is turning into that.
I was going to say, if that's what he's looking for, he's probably hitting it at the wrong time.
But that said, I think Brad Nessler will be, to me, probably the best play-by-play guy that Charles Davis has worked with and can work with, and I think it's going to make Charles so good.
Yeah, he'll bring out the best.
I think Charles is already good, but I think, like you said, bring out the best. And sometimes you work with people that take you to another level, not only because of who they are, but there can be a chemistry. I love the fact that hopefully it sounds like he'll be paired with Ness. I think that is great for Charles Davis. So I'm happy for him.
I do too. I think it'll be a lot of fun to pay attention to that.
All right. It's a big night for both of our college teams because they both have Sweet 16. So by about the time the Braves game is wrapping up, and about the time MGA will be wrapping up tonight for me because it's week one of the preseason in MGA, Alabama will be tipping off against BYU 7:09. They get the CBS game. And then right after that, I'm just going to go tell the two early games. About 30 minutes later on TBS, Florida will tip off against Maryland. I think Florida has the tougher draw in these two early night matchups on tonight. But what's your confidence level? Alabama versus BYU and the Tater Tot Boy or whatever they're calling.
Yeah, if you guys have not heard this story, Richie Saunders is his name. His, I guess, grandfather was one of the co-founders of Orida, the Tater Tot company. So essentially, they're kind of saying that he, you know, helped invent the Tater Tot. And Orida has renamed, I guess through NIL deal, has renamed their company for the next, you know, 72 hours, Or Richie. And he is a, you know, forward for BYU. So, yeah, that's confidence? No. And I think I speak for every Alabama fan out there that this has been a basketball team that over the years, now it's different under Nate Oates, and there is a level of confidence just because of that. But this is a basketball team that usually in big games lets you down. It just is. And it's been that way for a long time. And so hopefully this is you're turning a new leaf. I don't think Bama has ever made back-to-back Elite Eights, so that will be in the crosshairs. Nor has BYU, I'm pretty sure. I think Alabama, BYU, and as well as Tennessee are three of the teams that have never made back-to-back Elite Eights in their program history. So that'll be interesting to kind of catch up with. But confidence level, give me 65%. I'm not there. I will not be putting – a month's paycheck on Bama and their futures bets to get to the Final Four. I would just say it that way.
Well, you'd be giving up 5.5 points if you did.
Yeah. And really, there's no lines over the next couple of days that are out of hand. There's a, I think there's one game that's probably down to 3.5. I can't remember which one it is. But most of them are 8.5, 7.5, 9.5, something along those lines. So
the Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Miss State, the Ole Miss Michigan State game is down to 2.5 as
there
Michigan State is the favorite there.
I think that's the tightest one. I think Kentucky Tennessee is also decently close. I think there was a 4.5 one.
4.5.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking at the confidence level here for me with four. Florida is the matchup predictor ESPN has at 61% Florida. I'm terrified because I Queen is feeling himself after the game winning shot. He's their guy now. Walter Clayton might be feeling himself a little bit.
I was going to say he's going to be
all American guard from Florida. I looked at and I was texting with a buddy of mine who's he's a Purdue graduate, and he's actually he went to grad school at Florida. And he's a Purdue graduate, but he hates the University of Florida for some reason. I'm not really sure why. He's got some issues. Well, we won't get into him, but he's a Purdue grad. Purdue is the only team in the Sweet 16 that has all five of their starters they actually recruited. Have you seen? I think I sent it to y'all. It's quite intriguing, Mike, that, you know, This is where we're at in not only in college athletics, but basketball as a whole, the NIL is completely taken. Now Michigan State has four, Duke has four, and let's see, BYU and Houston both have three. But you look at Florida has one starter in their starting five that they recruited. Auburn. Actually, I can't even tell which one is. Yes, no, Auburn has one.
I was going to say.
No, I can tell now because Auburn has one, but Auburn also has one of their, a guy they recruited in the starting lineup for Texas Tech.
Bama does too. I can't remember where the other Bama player is at, but they have a guy that they recruited and signed and that played at Bama that's for another team as well.
Tennessee, I believe.
Yeah.
No, that can't be right.
Maybe it's Arkansas.
No, it's got to be. Hell, I can't tell.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't tell because there's
yeah, –
get this. Bruce Pearl has four guys that he recruited starting in the Sweet 16. Two of them play for other teams. It is a absolute hot mess.
Can I give you a stat that blew my mind? I heard this, and I think this was Matt Norlander that had this. There was a stat going around. In 2011, in the Sweet 16 – I'm sorry, in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, not the Sweet 16, but in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, in 2011, 3% of the points scored that year were from transfer players. This year, it was like, I want to say he said it was 56%. And I was actually surprised it wasn't higher. Let me say that one more time. 15 years ago, 3% of the points scored in the opening round of the NCAA tournament, 3% were from transfer players. This year, it was 56%. It is insane. And the most shocking part was I couldn't believe it wasn't a bigger number. I was like, where's the 45% coming from that are actually scoring for the team that they signed with? I have no idea.
Well, it must be all Duke, BYU, Houston, Michigan State, and Purdue.
Duke's definitely, yeah.
I mean,
Duke's definitely up there. Anybody with a freshman, honestly.
It's crazy. How, you know, you look at Rick Barnes, he's in at Tennessee, all the guys he's got. I think I said Bruce Pearl earlier, but I didn't mean that. Bruce Pearl's got some guys spread out. I just thought it was a crazy number. It's turned the sport on its head. And it goes along with the stat that we kept hearing. How many times did we hear, Florida hadn't played a tournament game. And I saw multiple posts says, Florida looks to target so-and-so transfer guard. I saw a stat. There's like 1,200 college basketball players in the portal right now.
It's insane.
1,200. 100.
It's insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.